InfoWars.com. He's saying, Alex, why aren't you covering the fact that a federal court says concealed gun permits not protected by the Second Amendment? Well, you guys punched this up for me. Thanks. L. Weldon, go ahead and bring that on in here real quick. We're going to do a little bit more overdrive. Can you go to 20 after an overdrive?
Yeah, you bet.
Because I'm going to be able to take these calls. Come on in here, Weldon. Thank you, brother. Oh, look. Look, your gun happened to be here. Bring it on in here.
There it is.
Mike, thanks for bringing it by. Here we go. Go ahead and pull that down for a while. Thanks. It's like having babies. There was a black one in here. Now there's a tan one. Put it on up here. Yeah.
All right.
What on earth is going on here?
Yeah. Whose is this, by the way?
I don't know. A Easter bunny must have dropped it out of the sky, huh?
And look, it's a perfect fit.
Look at this. What's going on here? I don't know. This is nice. Diane Feinstein actually likes this. She just doesn't want you to have one.
Hey, don't forget to put that pin right here. Right there.
Oh, yeah, we got it back there. Yeah,
okay, you don't want to fire without that pin.
Oh, don't worry. We're not firing it in the office. Oh, I hear you.
Halfway across Austin.
Absolutely. Rawr. Look at that.
Oh, yeah, that's a heavy beast right there.
Hitting the lights back there, sorry.
Barely fits in the studio, man.
Yeah.
You need a tripod for that.
You got to love the Second Amendment, huh?
Tripod with wheels, so you can wheel that sucker around the office.
What do you think the Obamabytes thinks? Obamabytes is going to fire the gun. Here, back it up. Obamabyte!
Looks like you put some rounds through that one. Or somebody has. It's got a little...
It's still got Cosmoline on it.
Oh, yeah. All right.
This sucker's right out of the box, man. First time it's ever been put together.
Very nice.
Very nice.
The sound of freedom.
Absolutely. All right. We have our special guest in studio, the Barrett 50 Cal. Mike, this is your Barrett. Don't lie about it.
Yeah. You think I would bring my Barrett? No, wait, I don't even have a Barrett. What are you talking about?
Literally, it's like baby Barretts are popping up everywhere.
Well, Barrett's cranking them out, and I saw a news report that they're going to move out of Maryland if Maryland continues.
No, that's good. The gun manufacturers are saying, we're calling your bluff. We're not going to sell to government anymore if you pass laws.
Yep, I think that's great. And I saw Midway USA, which is a great online retailer. They have pledged not to sell to government entities that are trying to take away our Second Amendment rights. A bunch of others, Cheaper Than Dirt, a bunch of companies. Bravo Company USA has said they won't sell good rifles there from Bravo Company. So there's a lot of great examples of that. That's a reverse gun ban. It's the people banning guns in the hands of...
But that's how gun owners have got to act. We use our clout and defeat the enemy. It's not enough to win a battle now. We have to win the war, hunt down the globalists politically,
yeah,
and remove them from the system.
Well, I think that's going to happen. I mean, I know short term, dark times ahead, but long term, I'm a huge...
Oh, no. See, they've got everybody with self-fulfilling prophecy. It's the end of the world. And they say, you're not a Christian if you don't cop out and say it's the end of the world. They said Hitler was the end of the world. Africans, the Christians being killed in Rwanda, thought it was the end of the world and stood down when the Muslims were killing them and stuff. I mean, it's a total cop-out. And, folks, regardless, you've got to do the right thing or God isn't going to recognize you. And, I mean, where do you stand on all of that, this cop-out that it's got to be the end, tyranny's got to win, these men call in and go, how can we beat them? How can we beat them? These people don't have the moral authority.
No,
get in their face, stop being cowed.
This is a spiritual war, not just an info war. Not just a physical war. At its height, it's a spiritual war.
And the devil goes around roaring, seeing who he can devour, who cowers. Yep. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I think there are individuals involved in government right now who are literally possessed. Literally, demonically possessed.
Look at Diane Feinstein. She is definitely a demon.
I'm telling you. I think this is real. And so I think this is a spiritual war. And self-defense is a divine right, Alex. It goes along with us having consciousness, us having free will. The Creator created this universe, which may or may not be a simulation in the eyes of the Creator. You know, you've covered that. Paul Watson's covered that. But in this existence, we must maintain the integrity of the divine, which is to help others have compassion, but also to defend what is right, including through the use of force as a last resort.
Well, exactly. We're supposed to smash tyrants when they rise up.
Absolutely.
Who will protect the innocent? The Bible asks over and over again.
Well, very.
Who will rise up and protect the widows and orphans?
Very few, but more and more. It's a small number, but it's growing.
And the enemy is totally afraid of us. Your call's coming up.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hey everybody, Ty Bollinger here. Once again, real life, real stories.
And he discovered carnivore, was so thrilled with the product that he shared it with his family and his friends and his patients. My dad was a family physician, he was a medical doctor.
Almost all the symptoms were either diminished or gone. Amazing product, amazing results.
It's like an amazing thing having such a profound change in how I feel and knowing that it was the carnivore that did it.
And a lot of patients got better, ranging from immune dysfunction to allergies and infection.
Here's the toll-free telephone number to call to access the Carnivora Telecast at Carnivora.com on Tuesday, March 12th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call 1-888-694-9666. That's 1-888-694-9666. Once again, 1-888-694-9666. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY to order now.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, final segment here with Mike Adams in studio. They're now coming out with drones to hunt down gun owners. You can't make this up. And I saw a comment on InfoWars.com, one of the stories, saying, why aren't you covering a federal court saying that you don't have a right to concealed carry, that's not a Second Amendment? I've always said that they took something that was not in the Constitution, Bill of Rights, because concealed weapons have always been seen as something a criminal does. You can have any weapon you want if it's being bore openly. They wanted to make them go into a secret spot so that, quote, the criminals would be scared and not know where they are. That's how they sold it to gun owners. But the truth is, under common law, which predates even the Constitution Bill of Rights that it's all based on, concealed weapons generally were illegal. So, see, because it is illegal, you can get a permit to do something that would be illegal. That's where they had that loophole to then authorize something to create the idea that government has to authorize you to have a gun. So people can argue both ends of it, but now the federal court, 10th Circuit, has ruled that they can revoke it for any time they want and refuse anyone they want, even if you don't have a criminal record. A federal judge in 2011 tossed out Peterson's lawsuit filed against Denver and the state's Department of Public Safety. Peterson claims that being denied a concealed weapons permit because he was not a Colorado resident violated his Second Amendment rights to bear arms. But now the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals has issued this on Friday. I missed it, saying, no, we can take it for any reason we wish. So it just shows how criminal the government's gotten.
Well, again, what part of keeping bear arms shall not be infringed, do they not understand? It's very clear. You either have the right to bear them openly or to carry them concealed. One or the other has got to be protected under the Second Amendment. They can't.
Well, technically, the Second Amendment went even further, so you could argue concealed or not. It's just in the old days, it's like, hey, wear your sword, wear your weapons. You're planning something sneaky if they aren't out in the open.
Look, I would love to live in a community where
I think everybody should be armed and wear them.
I agree.
The criminals will be real scared.
I completely agree. In fact,
you're packing right now?
I am packing right now.
Packing right now?
I always carry a Glock when I'm here. Actually, I carry it everywhere. I carry it through the Austin airport. And it's legal. You know, it's legal. I'm licensed. It's legal. I don't break fire.
No. They love the illusion that all the guns are illegal. Because they base all the shows in New York or L.A. or Chicago. So, again, the cleaning person coming to clean your carpets thinks your gun case is illegal and runs out freaking out. These are mentally ill people.
No, and it's funny because I can be walking through the Austin airport looking at a TSA officer. Officer is not even the right word. A person wearing a costume. That person's unarmed while I've got 30 rounds on me and a loaded gun. And I'm a citizen who's going to stop a criminal act.
But they don't want the public knowing that.
No, they don't. That's why I think we should all, it should be legal to wear the guns.
Well, it is in almost every state by fraud, but they still act like it's horrible when you do it. And it's like, if I was a criminal about to kill everybody, it'd be hidden and you wouldn't know.
Right. Well, criminals, you know, this is why, by the way, TSA checkpoints may be targets of criminals or even false flags.
It's a victim disarmament zone.
Because they know people aren't armed who are standing in that line. But you can be armed in the luggage area. You can be armed as long as you don't go through the TSA checkpoint here in Austin. So you can carry a loaded gun with a concealed carry permit all over that airport except in the security.
And then you can also unload it, check it, and ship it.
You can.
Yeah. Let's go to calls because I promised to. Let's talk to Adam in Vermont. Army Katrina illegal ops is what he wants to talk about. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hey, Alex. Something I've wanted to talk to you for a while, but I've always been hesitant to do it. But I was in U.S. Army Psychological Operations, and one of our deployments I was involved in was going in support of Katrina at New Orleans. And I in the past I didn't think anything of it, but now I know, you know, UCMJ code, you cannot conduct PSYOP on U.S. citizens at all, completely illegal. And their way of getting around it, we were not called a PSYOP unit. They called us a public information element. And in order to, I guess, hide the possibility that the PSYOP, they even had us take our patches off, which was the U.S. Army Civil Affairs and PSYOP Command patch.
They had you put fake patches on, which is, again, another act of espionage. To go under something you're not is an international and national crime. Did you know that? But, again, see, the average person who's compartmentalized doesn't know you guys are under more PSYOPs than anybody else.
No, absolutely. You know, that's something I've actually been realizing myself recently, and I've told some friends of mine who are starting to get into this kind of thing. Yeah, the biggest mission, I think, of officers, especially in PSYOP or military intelligence or anything else, the biggest job of them is to try to make the under personnel, like myself at the time, not realize what the hell we were doing.
Exactly. They're practicing deception, but they're being deceived as well. You see, if they just gave in to the truth, then they would be given real perception and discernment. But they don't have that. They think deception is giving them power, but that's not the truth.
Absolutely. So here's something else, too. Can you guess who our call makers were, the people who had the missions in plan for us? Can you guess who that was?
ATF or FBI?
FEMA.
Sure, but assigned under FEMA, I mean, I knew because in the news, wasn't it FBI under FEMA leading the psychological testing raids where they went and got the guns?
I don't know. I wasn't involved in that part. All I know is that the commands that were coming down who were telling us what pamphlets and everything else they wanted to have us make was FEMA. At least from my position, I didn't know anything about FBI or anything.
Let me ask you this. Sure. Let me ask you this. Dealing with all this now, talking to your buddies that might still be in or maybe you're still in, I mean, are people starting to wake up to the larger PSYOP?
Yeah, actually, I'm not in the Army anymore. The people that I used to work with, I'm not in contact too much, and I'm even hesitant to talk to them about it because they really are. I mean, they don't know what the hell's going on, but I do know a lot of other people who are waking up. I know people in the National Guard. I know an officer actually here in Vermont who told me that they had a briefing recently asking the staff, how would you feel about getting to command a U.S. citizen? And that's no joke.
No. Listen, that's going on everywhere. That's going on everywhere.
Good basis. So, yeah, I know I've heard about the testing going on and everything else. But
what did he think of them asking them in the unit, you know, what do you think of shooting, you know, the American people?
Yeah, exactly. And, yeah, people are waking up. Absolutely. And this is, I've never even come to him and said, you know, what do you think of Alex Jones and anything else like that. He came to me and told me that without even knowing that I'm into all of this information.
Well, very interesting, sir. Thank you for holding to tell us that. God bless. Mike, Adam, before we take a few more calls here, we look at this psyop, and it looks like it's going to fall flat on its face, except for one thing. As much as we wake people up now, what's it going to matter when they detonate a nuke and blame it on the Patriots, as all the West Point documents are now saying? They're going to put the script out, even though it doesn't make sense, that the Patriots are working with Al-Qaeda. Now, how do you head that off? Well, we work as hard as we can now to inoculate the public psychologically to the truth.
Yep.
We've got the Trump card, the ace of spades, the truth. What else do we do? Because even though this doesn't make sense, it only makes sense with really bad false flags.
No, you are on top of the best strategy right now, which is to psychologically inoculate the population and also to encourage people to, if something big happens, immediately start filming, start recording, audio, video, start documenting it right there at that spot. And because you know how the mainstream media will get a hold of it and change the story like they did with Dorner. This whole thing, like, we didn't start the fire. Really? Do you think we're that
safe? And for a day they wouldn't discuss it, and then suddenly then they whitewashed. But people were taping live when it happened.
But keep this in mind. Christopher Dorner, one man with some training and weapons, one man was able to occupy about 5,000, roughly, give or take, police officers and sheriff's deputies in California. One man. So think about the effectiveness of just 1,000 people who are committed to freedom. And I'm not trying to say that Dorner was committed to freedom, but he's totally different.
Sure. Plus, I looked at his strategy. I didn't think his strategy was very good.
It wasn't very good. But imagine the effectiveness of even a small number of people who are committed to protecting law, which is the Constitution, which is the Bill of Rights.
And by the way, I mean, Patriots, if they ever have to defend themselves, it'll make Dorner look like
absolutely
an absolute wimp.
There was that the Red Dawn movie that recently came out, which is kind of a ridiculous movie, but, you know, it showed teenagers with rocket launchers and everything. But the quote from one of the actors in that movie was, you know, now we are on the side that creates chaos. That's straight out of the movie. You know, we are the rebels creating chaos, and their job was to create chaos against the invading enemy occupying force of North Korea in the film. And, you know, the film depicted them as being very effective at doing that. I think actual farmers and ranchers here in Central Texas are even more effective. They know how to get things done. That's all I'm going to say.
All I know is the globalists sit in their big compact cities looking at all the jellyfish, and they think everybody's like that.
They're not.
The public now has gone from being concerned and getting ready to almost ready and wanting it. I don't think the system gets it. That the people I've talked to, they're like ready. I mean, I'm just like, whoa, no.
People aren't buying into it. Maybe in the cities, if you live in an artificial construct city and you watch the artificial news, you know, CNN and so on. Then
the wirehead matrix heads, the matrix heads.
Your artificial medicine, which is vaccines, and artificial food, which is the aspartame milk that we...
No, the brain-damaging systems, yeah.
So if you're lobotomized, you might buy into it. But if you live in the real world and you have real skills, like welding or farming or, you know, car repair or taking care of cattle, if you have real skills, then you've got something. You know what the real world
is. Well, it's almost like if you have to do real work, you have to not be in the matrix to be able to do the work.
That's right. That's right, because people, you know, people who want to grab the guns, I think mostly they do that because guns scare them. They're very, very afraid of the guns themselves. Not even so much the people, but the guns themselves scare them. And when you see them try to shoot a gun for the first time, they'll do this bit where they lean back at the range. You've seen this?
Yeah.
They're leaning way back. They're not leaning forward into the shot. They're afraid of the object. They're trying to create as much distance from the object that's in their own hands as possible. It's an interesting psychological observation. Someone who's comfortable with guns will take an AR-15, lean right into it, and, you know, put their cheek right on the buttstock and get right in there and fire away, because they understand that that weapon is a tool.
Well, that's the thing. And these chicken neck globalists with all their black uniforms and all this stuff, they're leaning back in their attack on us. And but trying to look like they're forward in it through their fear, and all they're doing is hitting the red alert button to get everybody ready, ready to roll.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pale combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
About it, but I still haven't played the video clip that Luke Radowski got in an interview with Michael Moore, where he said last week, hey, you don't need a gun, get a dog. This is a guy that has up to six bodyguards that are armed. They've been arrested for being armed in illegal, prohibited areas. I mean, this is a total hypocrite. And I was just thinking about that during the breaks while I mentioned it. Calling into the show was Ted Nugent yesterday. And it was not the Ted Nugent when he's out kind of as a machine doing interviews. It was the real Ted Nugent, which is similar to the Ted Nugent you hear on air. I'm not saying he's being disingenuous. I'm saying he was more candid and stuff on air and off air with me because now stuff's getting so hardcore. The things he's personally been experiencing. See, this isn't a game, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I keep trying to get across to you. This is not a game. The globalists see it as a game, and the whole world's a simulation. They have every person, every piece of equipment, everything in the world that they can track in giant Pentagon and other globalist simulations. That's on record. MIT, you name it. The RFID, the tracker chips, the smart grid that's going in. Sure, it's great to know, be able to turn the lights off at your house or see what's going on via a remote camera. The problem is it's all been designed and backdoored to control us. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with a gun until a crazy person comes with a gun to kill you. And then you've got to have a gun to protect yourself, meet force with force. But here, the globalists run the whole system, and it's a whole level above anything we can technologically even understand. And it's a whole level of total war against the species and a full-spectrum dominance where the global technocrats fund the enemies themselves and add that into the simulation to where it is a matrix-level false reality, but it's three-dimensional. The system is attempting to build a totally false construct, where then you go out and simulate. The police don't even know why they call it their role, or the military, our role, or we're going to do this drill. It's all acting. And then Al-Qaeda works for the globalists, and only their top people know that. And then people are fighting and dying. It's a real war, but it's totally scripted, funded by the megabanks. The Vatican being brought down by the globalists for full control to put in their new puppet pope. Incredible. The British royalty being absolutely blackmailed right now with the pedophile scandal. The prime ministership, all of it. The Penn State, all of this is being activated now. It's always been going on. It's being activated now for blackmail purposes. See, everything is going hot right now. This is the time. We've entered the zone of the acceleration of the globalist program. That's why they're going after the guns. That's why they're shutting down the power plants. That's why they're opening up the borders. That's why it's all just going to get crazier from here on out. And we've been trying to shape the battlefield in the info war to get people ready. I knew a decade ago that, and I said this over and over again, that people weren't going to listen at the time. But they would remember what they heard as the next phase came in. And that our real power to wake people up and the great danger zone would be when our credibility rose to that level. And I didn't act bombastic and aggressive and crazy on air on purpose. That's really how I am. But God used that. Use that behavior that's entertaining to some to actually be chum in the water, to bring in the sharks, but to also create a spectacle so that people would pay attention and laugh at it in many cases. God works in mysterious ways, and now all these years later, see, people aren't laughing anymore. And they're going to laugh a lot less because myself and Ron Paul and G. Edward Griffin and Bob Chapman and thousands of others, the John Birch Society and so many others, when the media laughs and goes, John Birch Society, crazy kooks, never gives a reason why. It's because they were so dead on. So accurate. Absolutely knew what was going on. So, those kooks, those crazy people, nobody listened to them because, oh my goodness, discredit that. Oh my goodness, don't go there. Oh my goodness, don't listen to them. Because of all of that, we have major capital, politically, economically, worldwide. That's why they're announcing, the Tea Party's dead, everyone hates it, Obama has won, total mandate for total takeover, as a self-fulfilling prophecy bandwagon effect on the weak-minded. The Republican leadership is, yes, we've all failed, communism is the way to go, socialism, open the borders, socialism, turn your guns in. That's the Republican leadership in a huge hoax. Because what is the Tea Party? The real Tea Party is basically John Birch Society, constitutionalist. There's a new world order foreign banking takeover of America to set up three global regions and a world government. What's happened? The John Birch Society in the 50s and 60s cited everything. They had the government connections. They had the research. They had people killed over this information. And then it all came true, didn't it? Didn't it? Didn't it?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Way is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And then last night at 10:30, that baby of mine wouldn't let me in. So move it on over,
move it on over,
move it on over,
move it on over.
Move over, little dog, cause the big dog's moving in. She's changed the lock on our front door. My door key don't fit no more, so get it on.
Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, we are live here, ladies and gentlemen. Weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, PrisonPlanet.tv. Ron Paul's going to be calling us, I think, in about 10 minutes. So look for some breaking news with the congressman on the economy and QE Unlimited. Instead of ranting about the nature of the New World Order and the decision we have to make, I just want to say this to everybody. Everyone can feel it. The quickening, the danger, how serious things are. And it's because the globalists have decided to devalue currencies in a coordinated function worldwide. And if you go to InfoWars.com, there's a drone story. We've got another big breaking one coming up. There's a big story up on the site dealing with drones where the press secretary was told, act as if drone program doesn't exist, the illegal, unconstitutional violation of the Geneva Convention drone program, just killing people, They say if they appear to be fighting age males, they can just kill them, not even having weapons in their hands, going into countries that haven't authorized it on top of it. In a rare admission, Robert Gibbs, the former White House press secretary under Obama, told reporters Sunday that he was ordered to act as if there were no such thing as active U.S. drone program. It's the same thing. There's no New World Order. There's no currency devaluation. The Federal Reserve isn't private. There's no gun confiscation plan. Well, 15, 16 states have introduced bills. They're already trying to confiscate semi-autos and stuff over seven rounds in New York. Here's the Department of Justice memo that's now out. That's some of the big news, saying, yeah, let's just confiscate all the guns. No, there's no Justice Department. Well, the other is you ran fast and furious. Here's the memo where you said you'd blame it on the Second Amendment. CBS News got it. No, there's not. It doesn't exist. I mean, I've had ABC Nightly News here, the host of ABC Nightly News, forget his name, you know, for Nightline. He also does that. And he goes, there's no world government. And I go, let me show you. And I had literally like 20 different videos and links to world leaders saying world government. And he goes, well, that's a different world government than what you're talking about. And he said, okay, let's go to the park and do an interview. We've done one in here. Let's do one in the park. So 30 minutes later, we're at the park. He's got his crew with him. And I go, well, you just saw them admit world government. And he goes, no, I didn't. I don't agree to that. And then we went to dinner, and he's like, oh, I know. How's your family doing? And it was, and he's like, yeah, I agree with what you said at the end. You know, you're a soldier. And he just stopped right there because I said, I'm here, a soldier, for what I stand for. You're a soldier on your side. That's how the first Nightline ended, was me saying that out there in the control room. And then we're off having dinner with him and his crew, and he's just like, yeah, yeah, there's no world government. But there is, Alex. You're a nice guy. But I'm the anchor of ABC Nightly News. And I'm not forgetting his name to be obnoxious. I can't draw his name right now out of my memory. It just shows the mind game. And I sit there, and I'm like, I'm not playing your mind game, okay? There is a secret drone program. They do plan to have it domestically roll out. It's already rolled out. Now we have internal videos that these morons, not just one, but we're digging up more, that these morons put on a server and index to be public, promoting Homeland Security funding drones to spy on gun owners. You cannot make that up. Watson's got it going up very soon at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I mean, this is the cuckoo level we've gotten to. And Robert Gibbs goes, yeah, I know I look dumb, but they told me to just act like it didn't exist. And this is, understand something, this is when it was on record it was going on. You'd see that with Bush's last, Perino, the blonde. She would get up there and they'd say, is the oil price going up because the dollar's being devalued? She would go, I cannot speak to that. And they would go, but the oil price is going up. She goes, I cannot speak to that. I mean, it's this wall of denial. And when you're informed, it's comical. But to the general public, they don't know. Most people don't even watch press conferences. Or if they do, they're in the media, and then they're lazy about it. They just repeat whatever government says. So you've got a huge, corrupt world government that's been set up. I mean, look at some of these headlines. Lobbyist demands approval for lethal drones within the United States. Former Obama press secretary was ordered to act as if drone program did not exist. Beretta tells Maryland it will move operations if gun law is enacted. And a bunch of gun manufacturers, as you know, over the weekend came out and said, we will no longer sell to government, federal or state, any of these firearms if you deny them to the citizens. And that's how you need to act, folks. Gun owners, gun shops, companies, corporations that aren't global traders, you do not do business with the enemy. This is life and death, folks. We've got to use the power of the purse that we have left in boycotts, or it's over. You've got to live for the rebellion against tyranny. You've got to live for the republic. Plus, if you do that and try to buy local, try to buy American, none of us are perfect, try to speak out against the globalist, vote with your dollars, vote with your mouth, vote with word of mouth, vote on the jury box, the grand jury. When you do that, it hurts the globalist. I mean, they need us to go along with them. They need us to buy into their system. You don't have to die for the revolution. You've got to live for the revolution. That's what Immortal Technique said, and I'm definitely going to... I know that's been said by others before, but it's absolutely true. You've got to define the real revolution, not the collectivist corporate fascist, not the collectivist socialist or communist, no. Real local control, real sustainability, not the fake UN counterfeit that's really unsustainability. See, everything with them has one label, but is the opposite. Or if you catch them doing something, they just go, no, you didn't. Hey, Wells Fargo, you got caught with Wachovia laundering $300-something billion of drug money. No, we didn't. Well, yeah, I mean, here it is admitted in the news. No, we didn't. They play this game with you, hoping that you're not really informed, hoping that it just matters. Well, you know, MSNBC says there's no New World Order and Alex Jones is crazy, but Alex Jones has all this proof. But MSNBC has a fancier looking studio and their people read off a teleprompter, so it looks slicker. I'm going to go with them. So here's some of the gun grabbing news. DOJ memo, outlaw and confiscate all guns, Infowars.com. NRA's come out with the memo they got. And the White House has responded going, well, that's not our official policy, but it is the recommendation. It just shows that they're disingenuous. They want to confiscate your guns. And I know most of you know that, but the average gun owner still is going, they're unreasonable. Assault weapons aren't used in many crimes. Why do they want to ban them? That won't help the kids. It doesn't make sense. Because they don't care about the kids, folks. It's about disarming us ahead of an organized collapse. Go read the summary of select firearms violence prevention strategies. Go read it. Then we've got feds buy 2 billion rounds of ammo, and the DHS contractor, remember last Monday we broke this? On Friday, apologized for selling shooting targets of children and said they were told to print up $2 million worth of these by Homeland Security, as if that's okay. And remember, even my listeners on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we got a major backlash saying this wasn't real, and there were false hoaxes running the web saying we'd made it up. And those are obviously sock puppets, folks. When we had the company, and the company had been recorded and put out a press release on Tuesday confirming our report, still people are saying this isn't real. Just like they were told to say there are no drones. We want to know about the drone program killing, you know, 100-plus villagers and children illegally in Pakistan. There is no drone program. Well, yes, there is a drone program. Next question. No, there isn't. And see, it's more than that. The globalists admit they're practicing lying in our faces just to get us used to it, to where, yeah, that's just what they do. Crazy lies. Oh, there's no paper targets. There's no 1.6 million bullets. Remember the news said that a few weeks ago? There's no... Last year they said I made it up. Doesn't matter, it's all true, all public. They know you don't know how to go check a federal purchase order. They know you don't follow the links, most mainline people, watching CNN when they say I'm lying about it. They just go, no, it was only 2 million bullets for the DHS, not mentioning the fine print on, you know, CNN and then Washington Post was. They just focused on one little part of the purchase to say, oh, the Social Security Administration responds by saying they need that. So Jones is wrong about the 1.6 billion bullets. I mean, it's all just twisted lying. But it works with the dumbed down mass out there. Because, I mean, if Will Blitzer standing there in a big glistening giant studio that looks like it's, you know, the set of Dr. Evil's, command center or something, then, I mean, come on. It's Will Blitzer, folks. He's got a great beard. So that is the type of garbage that we are dealing with. Ron Paul called yet? Okay. Man, I tell you. I got a big stack of news here. Why is Walmart worried? Payroll taxes could cut consumer spending. That's out of the Christian Science Monitor. Could cut the spending? Could cut spending. Spending has already contracted since the payroll taxes kicked in the last month. It's on record that consumer spending has already plunged and that hiring has plunged and that because of government-run health care, companies are laying off from 40 hours down to below 30 so that they don't have to get you Obamacare. It was written by big industry to hammer the American worker and drive you into the welfare rolls for collectivization. It was written by the big insurance companies to double premiums the first year and then allow them to tell doctors what care they can give, to double premiums and cut the care you get when you're paying for it. I mean, you couldn't have written something nastier. You couldn't have written something meaner. You couldn't have written something that would have wrecked health care worse than this. You absolutely could not have come up with something more diabolical. Now, he's only got about 15 minutes with us. Former Congressman Ron Paul, best-selling author, joins us. I wanted to get him on because he's been writing and speaking and posting articles at Campaign for Liberty. Breaking down the bubble is really getting big, the QE Unlimited, the global currency crises, with the very authors of the currency crises posing as our saviors. And just last week, more proposals by the G20 for a Bank of the World SDR, that's global government, to back it all up. Ron Paul, Dr. Ron Paul, thank you for coming on, sir.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
Can you give us the latest on your analysis on what's happening with the economy and this big event you've been talking about the last few years? How close are we right now? How serious is this currency war?
Well, I think in many ways we're in the middle of it. I think the evidence to the general public is still not there, and there's not been a panic. But the people in Washington and even our central bankers don't face up to the real truth of the matter, and that is we're totally bankrupt. And yet, just putting more money and running up more debt seems to settle the markets. They don't dump their stocks. They don't dump their bonds. But we're in the middle of some unwinding. I think that this is so much different than anything we've gone through, you know, since World War II, and especially even since 1971 with the breakdown of Bretton Woods. But one of these days, we'll wake up some morning and realize that the whole world has given up on the system, just as we woke up one day and the world, especially the Soviets, gave up on the Soviet Union, because the system we have, the monetary system we have, and the economic system is not viable. It can't work, and you can't solve the problem of debt with more debt. And when that particular day comes, I don't think anybody knows the exact day, but we're certainly getting very close to it.
Congressman, getting into specifics and your research there with the Von Mises Institute, pretty much everything you predicted in the last 30 years is now unfolding. From all my research and even what the establishment's saying and the way they're behaving, it's all coming to a head. Now it's 2 billion rounds of bullets and hollow points that are illegal under the Geneva Convention. We've got a new report out where Homeland Security is funding domestic drones, and I'm not making this up, to, quote, track gun purchases. That just broke at Infowars.com. We see military drills expanding everywhere. We see the new Justice Department memo saying, hey, let's just ban guns and confiscate them. It's like I've woken up in an Orwellian nightmare. And we've got this normalcy bias, this mass Stockholm syndrome, where even mainline conservatives, I had Ted Nugent on yesterday, you know, he said, look, the green light's been given on Benghazi, the green light's been given on all this other tyranny, fast and furious, nobody got in trouble. And so I think we've reached that point where the tyrants figure out that if they can take us an inch, why not take us a million miles?
No, and I've been getting away with it, but don't you think this has started a while back and it's just accelerating? And if you go back to what happened at Waco, if you go back to what happened at Ruby Ridge, I mean, if they can get away with it, they do it. And nobody ever got punished for those mistakes that were made, and now nobody gets punished at all. Matter of fact, the Congress goes along with it. The Congress doesn't really resist and put restraints on the president when it comes to kill lists and the use of drones and assassinations. And the funding continues. So it's a very dangerous time that we live in.
Undoubtedly, specifically with all the paramilitary buildup, the arms race going on domestically, what do you think the feds are planning? What do you think they're preparing for, Dr. Paul?
Well, I think they prepare for everything, and they themselves, go with the flow. They don't know exactly what will happen, but they're prepared. They don't know that in 2 months from now there's riots in the street, but they know that there could be. And same way with the monetary system. They argue academically that, oh, yes, it's okay to print money and debt doesn't matter, the Paul Krugman argument. But I think they know exactly what can happen, the consequence that we warn about and try to prepare for, so they make their preparations, like I think you mentioned in your introduction about what they do at the international level under the UN and the IMF and the, these group of 20 and all these. They do plan. So we know what would be the answer, that is sound money and honest money and have commodity money. They want to maintain their power, so they're laying their plans too. But I don't think they know the day they're going to use it. They plan for all contingencies because the action of human beings are not predictable. But when certain events come about, they're laying their plans in their network. So, and it's really scary.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored, and the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Property rights and contract rights and sound money and get the government out of our way. So they don't work on that. They work on the opposite. But,
sure, but Dr. Paul, here's my question.
I think trying to figure out exactly their scheme and their plan and who did what when has to be counteracted by us getting out in front and saying there is a better way, and that way is something that we had a taste of in this country, and we're losing it. We need to wake up the American people that the answers are there for us. We just want to look. And I think in many ways that is happening. A lot more people are waking up, but it's going to be a terribly tough struggle.
Sure. I want to get into the Second Amendment. I don't know if you've seen this. It broke Friday, but you're always on to the news I bring up. Summary of select firearms violence prevention strategies for the White House by the Department of Justice actually says basically just outlaw almost all guns and make people turn them in. And now veterans are getting letters who haven't even been diagnosed as, quote, being incompetent, being told, prepare to turn your guns in. If they try to take the guns, Congressman, are they trying to start a civil war?
Well, you know, that's, once again, is trying to interpret everything that they're thinking and they're planning. They're liable to start a civil war by doing it, and for whatever reason they are. But they don't believe that people should have guns. They believe the government should have guns, and they believe this very sincerely as a philosophy. So, yes, whether that is exactly what they want, it's hard to say. But I know one thing is they don't want the people to have the guns. But, you know, I don't. It's one thing, I think a lot about these problems, but I just don't think that the people are going to give up their guns.
I agree. It's this is when wars start, when both groups aren't giving up like two trains, and the politicians are off in their ivory towers drinking champagne, saying, let them eat cake. In closing, sir, we've only got about 3 minutes left, campaignforliberty.org. I know you've got some big announcements coming. What Dr. Paul's going to do now that you've left Congress, can you give us a little idea on when these announcements are going to be made so that we can all get behind it?
Yeah, I think, you know, they're coming together now. It was recently announced about the radio broadcast that we'll be doing, and I feel very fortunate that we have that. But there will be others, and I would say in the next 3 months or so that we should have some of this coming out, and I'll have another book. And so a lot of people, you know, thought that, you know, I would be able to sit still and just watch this thing go on, and there's no way. I'm really excited about the opportunities I have now. My time is more my own. I get to travel when I want. I don't have to get on that airplane when John Boehner says I have to go up there to vote. So I have a lot more freedom and a lot more opportunities. And hopefully if I do a good job, I will reach more people, not less people. You know, there were a lot of speeches I had to give when there were no people in the audience, you know, when you talk at Congress. So I'm, you know, like on Monday, I'm going to be a week from today, I'll be at George Washington University in Washington. Hopefully I have a nice crowd out there. So
you have only begun to fight campaignforliberty.org. How long until you get your website, Ron Paul?
Well, that's up in the air. We're still working on that, but I don't sit and worry about that. I know it's going to come out to our best, and we will be able to take care of it. There's enough flexibility out there. But, you know, I lean toward believing that I'll once again be able to have ronpaul.com.
Very exciting. Sir, all I can say is Godspeed. We thank you for your work. Can we get you to call for impeachment of Obama for Fast and Furious? I mean, I know you're not in Congress now, but should we get a movement to try to impeach Obama?
Well, if you're energized to do that, I can think of other things to do. But people say, well, should he be impeached? Well, impeach him. I think no matter which president was for the past 50 years, probably most likely I'd have found reason to impeach him because I'd impeach the whole Congress. So it's an overwhelming task to get everybody out of Washington that ought to be impeached or thrown out. But some people see that as a good a tool. But
absolutely,
it's a political issue. And
thank you, Ron Paul. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.